A 2014 ACLU study entitled War Comes Home, The Excessive Militarization of American Policing, concludes, across the country, heavily armed special weapons and tactics, SWAT teams, are forcing their way into people's homes in the middle of the night, often deploying explosive devices such as flashbang grenades to temporarily blind and deafen residents, simply to serve a search warrant on the suspicion that someone may be in possession of a small amount of drugs. Neighborhoods are not war zones, and our police officers should not be treating us like wartime enemies. However, the ACLU encountered this type of story over and over when studying the militarization of state and local law enforcement agencies. This study substantiates the fact that police tactics nationwide are becoming unnecessarily and dangerously militarized, mostly through federal programs providing military equipment to police agencies. It also found that the use of military equipment and tactics, which it called a pervasive problem, was primarily being used against communities of color. Historians, looking back at this period in America's development, will consider it to be profoundly odd that at the exact moment when violent crime hit a 50-year low, the nation's police departments began to gear up as if the country were expecting invasion, and on occasion, to behave as if one were underway, wrote Charles C.W. Cook in NationalReview.com. One example of the militarization of the nation's police forces, all now a national force under the control of the Department of Homeland Security, may be found in the small town of Neenah, Wisconsin. This quiet town of about 25,000 has not recorded a homicide in more than 5 years, yet today is the proud owner of a 30-ton MRAP combat vehicle. Neenah City Councilman William Polnow Jr. questioned the necessity for the MRAP, but was told it was needed to protect police. Who's going to be against that? You're against the police coming home safe at night? But you can always present a worst-case scenario. You can use that as a framework to get anything, he said. Somebody has to be the first person to say, why are we doing this? It is with notable irony that while U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan early on were sent into combat with old-style Jeeps and Humvees susceptible to destruction by improvised explosive devices, IEDs, local police forces are now being equipped with the new armored fighting vehicles during a time of relative peace in the country. In fact, while national leaders do everything they can to reduce the number of firearms in the hands of the citizenry, massive amounts of military hardware are being handed over to local police forces. Many wonder if this is simply a means of reusing old equipment in preparation for the purchase of newer models, or if someone is preparing for major violence in America.